girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say someone approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Hi. You look so familiar. Did we take a class together? No? I could have sworn that you and I had chemistry.
Oh.
Get it? We had chemistry.
I did not see it coming.
Also, no.
Maybe we can get together and explore each other's biology.
Could end it.
All right, we can start.
Yeah. All right.
Whatever you do, don't swipe his glasses and run off with them. That's rude. Instead, tell him his pickup line was really sweet for someone so socially awkward. And that's when you give him the number to the Loser Line. So hopefully he calls you and leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Brian. This is Luke from the other night at the bar. I don't know if this is a selling point for you, but my wife is pretty flexible. And, you know, she was a gymnast when she was growing up. And I was pretty good at dodgeball in my gym class in seventh grade. So, you know, I really know how to duck and dive. You know what I mean? I remember we had a lot of fun with my wife. You and your wife felt some kind of way about that. My wife did, too. So let's just run with this. And then, you know, we'll pick up where we left off. Let's get this going. I'm free tonight or I'm free tomorrow night. But let's make it happen.
Next message.
Whoa. I've always wondered how that initial question gets brought up. Like, are you guys down with what we're down with?
But why was a dodgeball reference in there?
Yeah. I don't know.
What are you ducking and dodging? What are people throwing things at you?
I need to know.
I feel like I'm doing my bedroom game all wrong now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, clearly didn't work for him.
All right, well,
I was good at Foursquare. Does that turn into something?
I don't know.
That's just weird, bro.
That's lame, bro.
Join a dodgeball class like a normal person.
Double Dutch? Anybody?
No, thank you.
Next message.
Why haven't I heard from you? I mean, how rude can one person be? This is the third or fourth message I've left you. I don't know why you're not calling me. I assume it's because, you know, I have this birthmark on my face, but I didn't think you were that superficial. I mean, it's not something I can control. It's really not that big. So I don't know. I'm pretty annoyed with you right now. It would be nice to hear from you.
Next message.
Oh, buddy.
They're kind of a mood. Like, I can feel that.
Just so you know, I have birthmarks. They're called beauty marks. Thank you very much.
That's
the only thing that they are referred to.
When they're on your face, they're a beauty mark.
Yeah, when they're anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, put it on my butt. Still a beauty mark. It is.
Take your word for that, Brooke.
Next message.
Hey, Tina. This is Paul. I got all the phone numbers of all the girls I've matched with on Tinder or all the dating sites I've been on, even a couple from Snapchat. And I've invited everyone to this one bar. And what I'm going to do is go around and just get to know each one individually. Because I've tried doing dating the whole traditional way, and it sucks. So I've decided I'm doing it like this. Kind of like the Hunger Games, just without any violence, because I don't have any waivers to make people sign. So you have made the cut. I'm real excited to see you there, Tina. Call me back when you get this message. Bye.
Next message.
Wow. Everybody else still pictures like a lone man in a bar waiting, right?
Yeah.
Nobody showed up.
Definitely not. It's interesting how his mind goes from, well, traditional dating didn't work, so I guess I'll go to a fight to the death.
Yeah.
That
it's a
sounds
big
like
jump.
The
I
next
see what
best
you're
option
yeah.
for me.
Instead of the Hunger Games, they call it the Thirsty Games.
Yeah.
That's good.
I like
that.
That was clever.
Yeah.
Remember, you can get the special Loser Line number if you text the word loser, LOSER, to 78592. Give it to somebody who's weirding you out a little bit so they can call us and leave an awkward voicemail that we can play for you. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, it's Tom. I am calling you as planned. You know, you said to stay in touch, and so I'm staying in touch right away. And I know that you said you have a boyfriend, but I also know that you said it wasn't very serious. So I have made a list. I've written down the top four reasons why this would be much better as more than a friendship, than just a friendship. And number one, I'm very clean. And a lot of guys aren't very clean, but I am. I am way cleaner than, I guarantee you, any other guy that you know. Number two, I have a job with a lot of potential. I have been working at a restaurant downtown for the last 3 years, and from what I can tell, I am next in line to become a server and move up, and from there, who knows? I mean, I also get a discount at that restaurant, so if we were to eat there, we would get a sizable percentage off, and that's just kind of, you know, I'm ambitious. I'm an ambitious person.
Next message.
Oh, and then it cuts him off.
Buddy. Oh, God.
I'd go out with him.
I need really? Year three
yeah.
and four.
Yeah.
I mean, mostly just for the discount. But.
Yeah. He's been a busboy for 3 years at the restaurant and has still not been promoted.
Dude, I thought he was a manager, and he's like, I'm going to be the general manager soon. But we were talking.
You were here
up.
For like 10 years before we let you talk on the
radio.
That's
true. I mean.
I'm just saying, the way that he was like, yeah. but I heard that something is going to happen yeah. where there's an opening.
Yep.
One of the servers might have an accident very soon. That's just a rumor that I heard. But stay tuned. Thing is, he wasn't done. Apparently, he called back one more time.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
I need to hear this.
Okay, maybe he'll finish off his four reasons. Let's hear it.
Next message.
Hey, Steph. I think I was talking so much I got cut off. So let me get back to the list, okay? Number three, I have a lot of hobbies. I watch a lot of Netflix. I'm like an encyclopedia of Netflix. And finally, number four, I have been told I know how to please women. It's something that I just do. It's an ability that I have. It's a skill set that I've polished. And yeah, I may not look like it. I know maybe that's not the first thing you think when you look at me. But if you give me a chance, you will be wowed by my prowess. So those are my four reasons. And I think they're good ones. And I think that if you spend some time with me, you'll see that I'm right. Especially dealing with number four.
Mm-hmm. Next message.
Okay.
Why didn't he put number four first?
It's a good point. It's a good point.
It's true.
The
it's
order good. Is really out.
You know, though, I believe he will work very hard. He'll work yeah. very hard for
yes.
you.
Yes, he will.
And
he will all day analyze, yeah. what can I do next?
He'll spend 3 years working on you yeah. until you're finally satisfied.
He's just sweaty and out of breath, mm-hmm. but he'll keep yeah. going.
And that's the Loser Line. You can listen to it regularly at this time every week. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.